mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Sakir Starmer says the whole country stands with Liverpool after a car ploughed into crowds in the city centre. Dozens of people, including children, were injured at the end of their team's Premier League trophy parade. Four are said to be very ill in hospital. The Prime Minister says scenes of joy turned to utter horror and devastation.
My thoughts and the thoughts of the whole country are with all of those that are affected. Those injured, which of course includes children, their families, their friends, the whole community, Liverpool fans everywhere. And Liverpool stands together, and the whole country stands with Liverpool.
Ministers have confirmed a shift away from masters-level apprenticeships to focus on other training routes. Under-21s in England will be able to access thousands more entry-level courses instead. It'll be funded by raising the charge paid by employers for bringing in foreign workers. The Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, has outlined the reason for the shift.
Under the last government, a big drop-off in the number of apprenticeship starts for young people in particular, and that's why we're rebalancing the system. With much more of a focus on young people, and that does mean taking decisions around not funding in the same way some of those level 7, those master's level qualifications.
The King will address the state opening of the Canadian Parliament later during his official visit to the country. His Majesty will set out the legislative agenda of Mark Carney's Liberal government as it faces a trade war with the US. England goalkeeper Mary Earps has announced her retirement from international football just weeks before the European Championships. She won 53 senior caps for her country and was part of the Lionesses team that won the Euros in 2022. And the weather, cloud and rain spreading across England and Wales with some strong winds, turning drier for Northern Ireland later, while Scotland will see some sunny spells and showers, a high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Alice, good morning from Alan Jones. How's your Tuesday going? Weather's changeable, but the music is always top-notch.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Too early for a waltz. Yeah, 8 minutes past 11. That was the waltz from Khachaturian's Masquerade Suite, the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra performing. And before it, Yo-Yo Ma, the Rome Sinfonietta, and Morricone's Gabriel's Oboe. Just beautiful. Good morning from me, Ala Jones. Lovely to be with you at this time. Hope you're having a good day, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. Hopefully the music is brightening a rather dull Tuesday. Elaine has been in touch. She says, walking the dog is not fun this morning, Aled. I bet. I shouldn't laugh. He's soaked, I'm soaked, and soon the car will be too, and then the house. I feel your pain, Elaine. Do you not love the smell of wet dog? No? OK, no, not me. I'll shortly have another track from my Classic FM album of the week, which features the music of Mendelssohn and the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. You loved the first track I played from it yesterday. It's on the way. First, considered by many to be John Williams' greatest work, this is the theme to Schindler's List. John Williams is such a special composer, isn't he? Schindler's List, the theme from it. Tim Hugh at the London Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Gavin Greenaway at 14 minutes past 11. It's time for another track from my Classic FM Album of the Week. It's the new release featuring the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and brilliant conductor Lahav Shani. The main works on the album are Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, The Scottish, and his Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, but also included are some of his Songs Without Words, a series of short lyrical piano works written in the first half of the 1800s. I really love these. Here's an arrangement for orchestra of his spinning song. Rather special, this.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Chris Hooker and the City of London Symphonia with the finale of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor. And before it, another track from my terrific Classic FM album of the week. It was the music of Mendelssohn, his spinning song, the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. They're great, aren't they, under their conductor, Lav Shani. I'll have another track from that brilliant new CD tomorrow morning at this time. And it is 19 minutes past 11. Time to hear from Tchaikovsky on Classic FM and his brilliant Capriccio Italien. His Fantasy for Orchestra is a richly descriptive portrait of Italy written when the composer spent 3 months in Rome in 1880. And whilst in the Eternal City, he saw the carnival in full swing and soaked up the Italian folk music and street songs. And he incorporates them quite freely in this piece and even makes use of a bugle call that he overheard from his hotel, played by an Italian cavalry regiment. Oh, lucky old him. All I ever hear is police sirens and the bins being collected. Oh, to hear a bugle.
Slice of Italy for us there, Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italian, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Vasily Petrenko. 25 minutes to 12. Good morning from Miela Jones in Fazander for the next couple of weeks. How's it looking where you are? Damp? Yeah, I know. In the office, pottering at home, or off on a half-term adventure? Let me know all about it. You can text 61812, WhatsApp 03457 491812, or classicfm.com for the email. It's the Eros Nationalist Steddfod happening in South Wales. Loads of talented youngsters going for gold. Good luck if you're competing today. Pob lwc I chi. Still to come on Classic FM, I've got Sanson's Piano Concerto No. 2 and the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. I'm spoiling you, but you deserve it.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first cuppa of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Rameau's concert number 6 there, Les Talons Lyriques under Christophe Rousset. And it's a Tuesday morning on Classic FM. As always, great to have your company.
You're listening to Classic FM.
How you play the flute. James Galway and the National Philharmonic Orchestra with Gossec's Tambourine. Before it, Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Didn't it sound fab? Adam Fischer conducting the Danish Chamber Orchestra. They gave us the second movement. And did you know what would make your Tuesday afternoon absolutely perfect? Well, you're going to find out. It's hearing your name or favourite tune on Classic FM. Nothing says congratulations or I love you more than a dedication. Get in touch with Anne-Marie now and be part of today's show from 1. Text her 61812.
Thank you.
perfect music for almost 12 o'clock on a bit of a damp and dreary day. That was Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, the finale, Vadim Kolodenko with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra. Simon's here in a few moments with the news and weather. Then I'll have another hour of brilliant music to see us up to Tuesday lunchtime, beginning with Holst's stirring Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. It's the way I play him.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Ah, dating. Imagine a world with Mozart as your matchmaker. Well, with Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, which means it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. So, if you're wondering where your true love's been hiding, well, you might just find them here. You can sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life-changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, a 53-year-old man from Liverpool remains in custody after dozens of people were injured in a car ramming in the city. Four children were among those hurt at the end of Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. It's not being treated as terror-related. Liverpool Riverside MP Kim Johnson is urging people not to speculate about the circumstances.
We need to leave the police to undertake their inquiries. It happened 6 o'clock last night. We know that a white male, 53, from Liverpool, was arrested at the scene, and you know, for people not to speculate on this and allow the police to undertake their inquiries.
A man has been charged with attempted murder after a police officer was seriously injured in Buckinghamshire. PC Christopher Miller was hit by a car which didn't stop in Stoke Poges on Thursday night. Simranjit Kajla, who's 28 and from Slough, is due before magistrates. Nigel Farage has joined calls for the two-child benefit cap to be scrapped. The government is under pressure from many backbench Labour MPs to change the policy at a cost of around £3.5 billion. The Reform UK leader says his party believes lifting the cap is the right thing to do.
Not because we support
a benefits culture. But because we believe, for lower paid workers, this actually makes having children just a little bit easier for them. It's not a silver bullet. It doesn't solve all of those problems, but it helps.